what we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, it's Wednesday, October 14th, and this is the LA Report. I'm Leo Duran, and on today's show, a major decision is made on whether to extend the 2020 census. A plan that would remove police from mental health crisis calls moves forward, the latest on the shooting of a mentally ill man by a sheriff's deputy, and then we're joined by a special guest who talks about the local response to the ongoing conflict in Armenia. We start today with big news on the 2020 census. Caroline Champlin's here with the latest.
After a months-long legal battle, we have what appears to be a final deadline in the 2020 census. Bureau officials say they will stop collecting responses late tomorrow night. And after that, the next chance to be counted will be in a decade. The government was able to make this decision after the Supreme Court stepped in and undid an extension two lower courts had called for. And we don't know why the justices sided with the Trump administration here. They didn't release any explanation. So this is all very frustrating to a lot of people here in LA. Census advocates were planning all of these census events, and those are now being canceled. And LA was a plaintiff in this case, and City Attorney Mike Feuer says the new deadline is disappointing to him and will result in a less accurate count. But he says his office still plans to keep fighting the Trump administration over this, but it's really unclear what they can do after the census closes and after census field staff is laid off.
On Wednesday, the LA City Council unanimously agreed to move forward with a pilot program. It would remove police from some mental health crisis calls. Our Robert Garova has more.
Yeah, the council voted to direct staff to prepare requests for proposals from nonprofits that would run the program. It would involve sending out unarmed civilians who are trained to handle people going through a substance abuse or mental health crisis. Councilman Herb Wesson called the move a giant first step to putting in place professional unarmed response. Council President Nuri Martinez said she thought that for way too long we've relied on law enforcement to solve our social issues when clearly they're not trained to do that, is what she said. The LAPD already has a program that sends out a clinician from the Department of Mental Health alongside an officer, but they aren't able to respond to all calls. In recent years, police have shot at dozens of people perceived to have mental health issues. The council is looking to model LA's response after a nationally renowned program in Eugene, Oregon, which sends out teams made up of a medic and a crisis worker, not law enforcement.
Next, sheriff's officials are defending a deputy's decision to shoot a mentally ill man at Harbor UCLA Hospital last week. With more, here's Frank Stoltz.
Yeah, sheriff's officials describe a chaotic scene last week, a patient in a psychiatric crisis using a 6-pound steel medical device about the size of a shoebox to smash the window on the door of a hospital room. Inside that room were two deputies providing security for a colleague who had been injured on the job. When the door flung open, one deputy confronted the patient, described only as a 34-year-old Latino man. That's when he, according to officials, lunged at her with the metal object over his head. The deputy fired 9 times. 7 of the bullets struck the man, leaving him in critical condition. Now, some doctors are outraged, saying the deputy should have waited for specially trained staff to deal with the patient. Sheriff Alex Villanueva said there wasn't time. Hospital administrators have not commented on how close that team was when the shooting occurred. The Board of Supervisors asked the Inspector General to investigate the incident and called for a review of security procedures at public hospitals. Some doctors are saying guns should be banned from places devoted to healing.
And finally, we're joined by special guest Silva Harapetian. She's a contributor with the station KIRN, and she talked to us about the local response to the ongoing conflict in Armenia.
Well, this is a sliver of land that's been under dispute for many, many years. What's different about this one is that there was an unprovoked attack from Azerbaijan on the civilians in Artsakh and Nagorno-Karabakh. What's also at heart of this is that a lot of the people who live here in Los Angeles have been through this before during the 90s. So it hits really close to home. Also, many of those people have a direct line to Armenia and Karabakh. They have family members who live there. They have family members who are now serving. There's been a number of people who have actually left Los Angeles, citizens who are going back to fight on the front lines. So this is extremely personal for the Armenian community here. So far, they have raised more than $100 million for humanitarian efforts and military efforts in Armenia. And also, you may have seen freeway closures, so you may have seen people on the streets, and there was over 100,000 people that conducted a peaceful protest near the Turkish consulate on Fairfax Avenue on last Sunday. This is extremely important, and the reason this is happening is because the Armenian community feels like their voices are not being heard, and that the international community is not intervening what they're calling a humanitarian crisis and war crimes happening in that region. And this is the way that they want their voices to be heard. Although there's been peaceful protests, there's also efforts to make sure that the media covers this event, that covers their concerns, and also does a fair and balanced job of reporting how historic events in the past with relationship with Turkey and the genocide is bringing up so many other unresolved issues with the denial of the genocide and the potential occurring of a second genocide.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at las.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And for up-to-date news around the clock, tell your Alexa device to launch LAist or check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.
Support comes from Ciclovia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclovia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclovia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.